some reason, you're listening to Hypothetically.
Welcome back to Hypothetically with Nick Spicy and Edward Nathan Butterschin. It's been a long break.
Wait. When did we pick the new name?
Edward, we talked about this over the break. It was at your wedding, remember? Your ceremony was beautiful, Edward. And it was great finally meeting your children. What Edward Nathan Butterschin.
Is it like Edward Scissorhands?
No, it's like Edward Nathan Butterschin.
And you're Spicy Nick or whatever?
No, I'm Nick Spicy.
In what way are you Spicy? This is the problem with Nicky. This is like Nicky Downtown. Where are you getting the spicy from?
We don't say Nicky Downtown anymore.
Okay.
It's Nick Spicy. All right. We talked about this at the wedding, Edward.
You sound like a low-end porn star.
Yeah, you kind of sound like a high-end porn star.
Yeah, I do. I
Edward Nathan Butterschin.
Yeah, yeah. My OnlyFans has a high cost of entry. You're not even doing OnlyFans. You're just putting that shit on like Twitch or something.
Me and the gamers?
You do that thing like sexy Twitch people do, which is like they can't show porn, but you are allowed to sit in a kiddie pool. They just sit in a kiddie pool and be sexy. And that's what, when you said Nick Spicy, my first thought was that you would do that.
For everyone listening, Edward is licking his lips. Edward is licking his lips. I hope you are hearing I'm saying Butterschin, not Butterschin.
What is a Butterschin?
It's your surname. It goes back many generations to Scotland.
I thought it was a fat joke and you were saying Butterschin.
No, that's horrible. That's mean. I would never say something like that. Nick Spicy doesn't season his jokes that way.
His jokes are spicy, but not that kind of spicy.
More like irreverent. I would never call somebody buttered. I would go after the sacred cows of society, like how fat Nathan is. Nope. That's not me.
When you say Nick Spicy like that in third person, you sound like a bad phone sex operator.
I feel like a good phone sex operator would just really roll with things. And if you couldn't hear them for a minute, you would just let that slide. Whereas I think a bad phone sex operator would, like, the whole time they're like, hello? I think we got disconnected. Hello, fucking thing. Hello.
Can you just repeat that one more time? I'm trying to write it down. Just repeat it just one more time.
Yeah, sorry. I don't know if I caught that. What is on your chest? Can you repeat that one more? I'm not understanding. Do you think you could be such a busy phone sex operator that you have a secretary?
I think people are just going to try to call in to be sexy with the secretary.
But they're but that's part of the secretary's contract. You are not allowed to be a sexy secretary. That's redundant. We don't like that. It's freelancing. You have to be a very platonic secretary. I think what you would do is you would just have a toilet flushing sound that would just happen as though your secretary has been pooping during the conversation.
I think you could just have someone cough or like sneeze a lot and it would probably get people back into the right rhythm.
What do you think you would do if you called a phone sex operator? You finished. And then right as you finished, you heard a toilet flush because you can't take it back. You finished. Would you ask what they were? Why did the toilet just flush? Could you just go on your way thinking they may have been taking a shit, but I don't know. Or would you need to know?
I don't think I would ask the first time. I think if I called them three times and they flushed every time, I would have some questions about what they may be doing.
And then you'd recontextualize all the stuff they said and did where they were like, oh, yeah, that's so good. You're like, oh, my God, they were just taking a huge shit. And you were just letting stuff slide where they were like, oh, my God, so much corn. You're like, yeah, OK. All right. I guess so.
It's so acidic.
It burns. Yeah. Someone have any toilet paper? Yeah, I'm going to need a whole bunch of toilet paper.
I don't usually like doing cleanup, talking about cleanup in my dirty talk, but I guess we can.
I like to talk about how someone has a moist towelette just around the corner. It's being heated.
So here's my question. Your dad leaves you on Christmas Day. You're devastated. And next year you write to Santa Claus and you're like, I don't want gifts. I don't want that new train set. All I want is just my dad to come home. You mail the letter and you go to bed. And when you wake up, you run downstairs and you see under the tree two brand new dads. What do you do? They're fully loaded, fully stocked. They're brand new dads. They got Bluetooth and everything. They're amazing. They got that new dad smell.
Are they wrapped up?
As much as two grown men can be wrapped up.
They can be wrapped up. You can wrap two full grown men. Is it one pack where the two men are wrapped up together facing each other?
It's a two pack. It's like AA batteries.
Do they have a mustache? Mm-hmm. I thought they would.
And don't worry about if they're going to fuck your mom.
Is that what they just keep telling me? They're like, don't worry about us fucking your mother. Put it out of your mind.
And they're like, did you guys come with clothes? We did not. It's like, that's why I'm worried about you fucking my mom.
Are they hairy?
Pretty hairy.
Yeah.
But they have bows over their crotches.
Are they proud of me?
You could use some work.
I would line them both up. I'd keep them naked because that gives me the power. You ever stand in front of your dad while he's naked? You have the power. And I would ask who's proud of me. One of them's like, can I have some clothes? And I'm like, and then I throw a ball at him. He doesn't catch it because he's not a good dad. And then the other one, I say, are you proud of me? And he goes, yeah, I'm real proud of you. And I say, thanks. Then I give him a hug. Then I dry him off. They're both really, they're both soaking wet. That was what was happening in my imagination. Because they're new.
Because they're fresh. They're fresh.
They're fresh.
Yeah. You haven't even brought up how they have Bluetooth. They're Bluetooth compatible.
The thing is, when you turn the Bluetooth on, it drains the battery more quickly. And then when the dad runs out of battery, they become a mom. These are hermaphrodite, brand new hermaphrodite dads with Bluetooth.
Yeah, they're Gen 5, dude. When you like connect it to your Spotify and play a song, they just try to sing it for you in an annoying dad way. You're like, could you stop? And they're like, you can press pause if you want, but they're like, the only way to pause the song is to press my belly button. You're like, okay.
I like to think when they try to tell me life lessons and then they relate everything back to stories of the good old days, their good old days are just about them being manufactured and then packaged and then soaked down and then delivered. You think getting into college is tough? Try getting into a 3x5x8 shipping container.
Are you worried that next year you may get more dads?
That is the thing. Once you have a couple, people are like, oh, you like new dads, huh? And then
you get your birthday. You're like, I don't need a fifth new dad.
No, because then some of them just become closet dads. I mean, if you have enough dads, you can just use them. Like, you can have one dad that's just like a pillow. He's just like on your bed and you use him as a pillow.
Or like a travel dad, you know, like you wrap it around your neck, like a neck pillow.
Dads are pretty heavy.
If you get a small enough dad, you can pack it in as a carry-on. I would just be worried if there is a dad market that people would just be buying them to fuck the dads.
The penis is sold separately. You have to buy the dad penis. You have to
buy a dildo. Is it a dildo?
It's a dad dough.
But so they're making these sentient men without genitals, but you could buy the genitals separately. I feel like the dad I bought would just keep asking for the dad dough and be like, what? But
it'll really help me teach you some life lessons. Yeah, if just, I had the dad dough.
Like, I think you're just going to fuck my mom with it.
Like, nope. It's like $49.99. I don't think it's worth it. I feel like I'm getting a lot of good lessons already. He's like, no, the stuff I'm telling you, trust me, it would be really enhanced.
Yeah. Like, you're 8 now and you're not going to get this till later. But once we have the sex talk, you're going to want me to have that dad dough.
And then you get the dad dough and you don't feel like installing it because it's difficult. What are some of the accessories the dad comes with?
He doesn't come with a penis, but he does come with a big action figure kind of sword.
Really?
Yeah, because they know the market. They know the market's for kids. They're like, because they're trying to be like, we are not selling sex dolls.
I like to think you're only allowed to, whatever brand the dads are, you're only allowed to buy clothes of that brand. Mm-hmm. So if you try to dress your dad in off-brand clothes, your dad just takes them off. You just have the part and your dad's like, nope, 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 nope. This is avoiding my warranty. And then he's like, naked at the soccer game. Like, come on, guys. Woo! Do good out there and follow the rules. Do not void the warranty. Where's that dad though? It's brisk. Okay. Your dad would want to show off the lifelike character of the dad dough, even if it would means the briskness made his penis smaller. He's like, look how realistic it is. It's tiny. Look at this, son. It's tiny. What if one dad had two dad doughs? That's a bug that the dads, they don't know when they already have a dad dough. They just want more dad doughs.
It's like when you sell a printer, you make money on the cartridges.
Yeah, that's the trick. The dad doughs wear out really fast.
Wait, why are they wearing out?
From the friction of the jeans, of their dad jeans, they wear out and they start smoking. And then your dad's like, I don't have a penis. Son, take me back to Toys R Us. I need another one. I need a new penis. Take me to Toys R Us for my new penis.
Wait, so is your dad, is this guy giving you life lessons or is he just complaining about his genitals all the time?
That's the lesson. Men are pigs. You know how every time there's a new Batman, the old Batman actors will give the new Batman actor like advice about being Batman? What do you think Taika Waititi will say to the next actor playing Hitler? What's his like, oh, you're going to be the next Hitler? Here's some advice.
Wait. So you give me shit for doing, I stopped writing Hitler questions.
I started writing Hitler questions. That's why they call me Nick Spicy.
The spice is a little Hitler.
Let me season that steak. Hi, it's me, Taika. I see you playing Hitler. That's great.
I think I go two directions on it. A, either Hitler nipples. I think it killed with Batman. I think we should just bring that style back.
They're like swastikas.
Yeah, just, people are like, why was that decision made? I don't get it.
What if his advice was still just like, make sure you have a zipper in the suit? And then it turns out he was just pissing himself the whole time. Taika, why do you keep pissing yourself? Because I'm Hitler. He's so evil.
Do you think if you went and asked for advice from Taika Waititi and he just kept talking about how to get the mustache just perfect, you'd be like, do you have any other? He's like, no, you just got to keep. The thing is to get the lines just right.
You know, it would be an amazing revelation because I've heard interviews where Taika says he didn't do much research on Hitler. I think everybody assumes Jojo Rabbit is a silly, stylized version of the Nazis and Hitler, but he might just think that's how it went. And he thinks he's playing a historically accurate Hitler. Hey, kids, it's me, Hitler. Like, he thinks that's how history went. And that would be his advice to the night. He'd be like, all right, if you're going to play Hitler, the key is to smile, listen to fun, upbeat music. It's all about being the warmest, sunniest person in the room. You're Hitler. Why do you think everybody was always saluting him like that? They're saying, hey, buddy.
I think they would go kind of the opposite where he's like, what advice would you give me? He's like, I would advise you to do research. I didn't know who Hitler was. Man, I got it wrong. I wasn't even close. Almost the opposite.
Yeah, I thought it was Hitler. It turns out I was researching Mr. Rogers. Turns out Hitler didn't actually do cartwheels in the woods.
didn't help with little boys camps. None of that.
Who's the next Hitler? I don't think the next Hitler needs to be a white man. I think we should get a Latinx woman to be the next Hitler. Sofia Vergara. How great would Sofia Vergara as Hitler be? Get on those trains, you Jews. Jay, get the Jews on the trains.
Wait, Jay is still there? Like, yeah,
Jay is married to Hitler.
So just like an anti-Semitic Modern Family? That's your pitch?
Yeah, all the other characters from Modern Family were killed in the Holocaust.
Honestly, as Hitler movies pitches go, probably not the worst.
And you could still have Manny. He'd be a little precocious Nazi, being all like, actually, and then a bunch of shit about eugenics. Actually, if you compare the skull sizes. And everyone's like, what a nerd. That's classic Nick Spicy. I just get so excited to do a Latin
X. You sound like a porn star with chlamydia. Like, you can't be Nick Spicy.
How do you sound like you have chlamydia?
Because your name is Nick Spicy.
Let's do so you are calling because you just found out you have chlamydia. Now you're calling me to tell me.
No, wait, what are we doing?
I just pick up the phone. Hello? How do you break it to me?
I think you may have given me chlamydia.
I'm your brother. What the fuck? you talking about? Did you brother rape me when I was sleeping?
I said you.
Oh my God. Edward.
If you have to tell someone you have chlamydia, accuse them of giving it to you. That's the thing.
And then they're on their heels. I'm like, did I brother rape you? Fuck.
Yeah. You get convicted of some kind of crime, but you don't have the money for it. So you get a public defender and it's Air Bud. And you look at the judge and you're like, sir, my public defender cannot be a dog. And he looks at you and says, there's nowhere in the rules that states your public defender cannot be a dog. What do you do?
So in this scenario, Air Bud has passed the bar. Judge, more like the bark.
When your dog is trying to do arguments, they're throwing a tennis ball.
The defendant wants you to believe that he is a good boy. But we are going to prove that he is, in fact, a very bad boy. I mean, I obviously have the celebrity thing work. It'd be, you know, because he has all those sports victory, like those incredible feats of sports.
That was
victory.
In high school, dude. That was years ago.
Like, what if it's like not even the same Air Bud? He's like, oh, that was my dad.
Yeah. I'm number 7 of the Air Buddies.
Well, the other Air Buddies were on the court. I was on the bench, if you know what I mean.
He was in the court on the bench.
We're saying the same thing. It's a similar pun.
But I added to it.
I think Air Bud will still be able to object. It's just, I think a lot of them will be overruled.
Yeah.
They'll say something and he'll just go, oh, and they're like, yes, Air Bud. And then that's kind of all he has. Yeah. So the trial will take a long time.
I think you just got to get him to roll over on his belly when it's opening and closing statements and hope that's just cute enough.
I think I would go for a mistrial. On the grounds of insanity, because I just keep rubbing my lawyer's tummy, which nobody does that.
And then you see the prosecutor, someone's rubbing his belly. He's like, this is very normal. We all do this.
I think the best part would be the cross-examination of witnesses. Counselor, you're a witness. And everybody's just like, and the person's like, I don't know what to say. And he's like, answer the question. Yeah. You swore an oath. I think it would probably just end up going pretty similar to how the Air Bud movies go. Where like Air Bud's like doing fine and then he gets like kidnapped or something. And then at the end, he just runs back in the courtroom at the last second and just actually wins the trial. And everyone, including the prosecution's like, yeah, I was on the other team, but I'm so inspired. Now I'm on Air Bud's team. And then he gets me off. But it turns out I did it. I definitely did it. I killed the children.
Yeah. Him worried that Air Bud would be like, what evidence do you want to bring into the court? And he just brings in like a leaf and like a few sticks. You're like, Air Bud, that evidence isn't going to help us. You just found that outside.
And he'd keep coming in all wet because he got into a pond. Sir, my lawyer is filthy. And he keeps shaking off next to me. Sir, you will speak when spoken to. Don't make the bailiff hit you with his stick. But then Air Bud has the stick already. And he won't give it back. And the trial can't commence till Air Bud gives the bailiff his nightstick back. And the judge is like, Air Bud, this is very unconventional. I will hold you in contempt. And then Air Bud goes, but then you give Air Bud a little pet. And then you distract him with a pudding cup. And then we can proceed with the trial.
Can you call an objection if the prosecutor keeps pointing out to Air Bud that he has a tail and then he keeps chasing it and not paying attention?
Hey, Air Bud, what's behind you? And Air Bud's like, nothing. Oh, God, it's the most fun thing ever. You would know when he really had something because he would wag his tail.
That's the problem. He has a tail.
That would be his closing arguments. He would be like, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, you'll notice when the defendant was speaking, my tail was wagging like this. And he goes, but then when the accuser was speaking, you'll notice my tail still is the graves. And they'll go, I rest my case. And then he'll take a little nap. He's tuckered out.
It's been a long day.
I think the most interesting thing would be that Air Bud would have no sense of time. So the alibis would just be like, what happened in the night of question? Well, the defendant went out to the store for 50 years. His plea agreement would have the same issue. He'd be like, all right, we will agree to 6 minutes of jail time. We think that's fair, as that is the worst thing I've ever heard of. Air Bud doesn't like the great.
I think it'd be the opposite. We were like, you'd offer a little jail time. I think if they offered any jail time, you'd be like, yeah, that's fine. It's like, look at your home, right? You have a caged crate you go in every day. I don't see what the problem is. They let you outside for an hour. That sounds completely fine. I don't know what you're talking about, why you don't want jail time. That sounds great. That's what I do every day.